Now, some of you heard me say that I preached in your church, and not too long ago, I met a Baptist preacher, and I like the Baptist. You know, Steve, I do. I like the Baptist. You know? And he looked at me and he said, you one of them prosperity healing preachers, aren't you? And I thought, oh, God, here we go again. I said, well, yes, sir. I believe in prosperity. I believe in healing. And he said, why don't you preach the whole counsel of God? I said, I don't know the whole counsel of God. And neither do you. That's why Brother Hagin preached a lot of faith, because that's what he knew. Brother Colton preached a lot of prosperity. That's what he knows. You got to find out what you know and preach what you know. You know, and as you grow, you learn more of the counsel of God. So I looked at him like this. He said, well, I don't believe in healing. I said, you hadn't got sick enough yet. Donnie looked at me like, what? I said, you hadn't got sick enough yet. You hadn't had a doctor stick his finger in your face, say you got pancreatic cancer. Yeah, 2 weeks, 2 months at the latest. You're going down. All of a sudden, somebody like me becomes very popular to you. And I said, here's your other problem. You don't believe in the cross. Oh, you don't tell a Baptist that. Now, I'm not against Baptist because I preach in Baptist churches. He said, oh, yes, I do. I said, oh, no, you don't. I said, your problem is all your life you've been kneeling in front of the cross. Oh, Jesus, hoping that maybe a drop of God's blood, you know, from his eyebrow might hit your head to make you feel worthy. I said, get up. Quit kneeling at the cross. Boy, he didn't know. I said, follow me. So Jason, man, I was in the spirit of God, man. I was walking around. I said, your problem is you've never been to the back of the cross. You've only stood in the front, Jesus, crying all that crazy, stupid stuff. Get up, follow me. I took him behind the cross. I said, look at his back. You see, he has hardly no skin on it. The muscles have been torn by that cat of nine tails. The bones show it. He said, by his stripes you were healed. I said, sir, listen to me. That's the answer to cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, crippling arthritis, and infectious disorder. You cannot separate healing and salvation because it's on the cross. But you've never been to the back of the cross. That's your problem. Well, he didn't know what to say. I said, I ain't finished. Walk with me. Let's go on the other side of the cross. And they're gambling for Jesus' robe. You don't gamble for rags. You gamble to get something better than what you got, right? That's prosperity. Everything that he's disagreeing with me is at the cross. But he never went to the back of the cross. He never went to the side of the cross. I said, I ain't finished. Let's go back to the front. Don't kneel down. Look up and climb the cross. Come on, let's climb this cross. Get up where Jesus is and see this. Go in the world and preach this gospel to every creature. Lay your hands on the sick. Well, I'm going to do that. It ain't your job to know how. It's your job to start to do something. By that time, he was crying. I said, that's how you believe the cross, brother. Not boo-hooing like some idiot. So next time, if you got a sickness in your body, go to the back of the cross and bring the devil with you. Come here. Look at his back. You caused that to happen. Yes. And you lost all the power you've ever had when that happened to the Jesus I know. By his stripes, ye were healed.